For this morning, I'm just simply going to read a psalm, Psalm 145, for an opening. And it's a psalm that speaks of God's goodness, but not only God's goodness, the greatness of our God. And it also speaks of a kingdom to come that is everlasting and has no end. And so I'll read Psalm 145 if you want to follow along. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In this psalm, we see that the Lord's mercy and grace to those extended, to those that would bow their knee to him. For we know that one day all knees will be bowed to them, whether it was done in humility, in praise, in honor, and recognition of that he is our Lord and God, or if it was done out of fear, trembling, knowing that they forsook a righteous and holy God. And so that decision is always present while we are yet alive and in this flesh. And we must make that decision to humble ourselves before our Lord God or to await his punishment. And so may we be found serving and living for our Lord in this day.